A lot of, if not all, the videos I record on this channel are recorded without a script. This one's going to be slightly different because I want to try and convey a point, and I truly believe that the only way that I can express what I need to express is by reading the script. I may elaborate on the script afterwards. We'll see after I read what I have written. Every character we see in anime feels alone, unaccepted, or ostracized for being different. One person, one act of kindness, one invitation can change a person. I'm going to do my best to explain how being accepted after being alone changes a person. I do need to provide some background before we start, otherwise what I say won't make much sense. All experiences are happening from me, not to me. Edward Art. This quote perfectly sums up the idea that I'm going to be explaining. If you want to learn more about events happening from you, I recommend checking out Edward Art's channel, linked in the description, or checking out my video on the power of imagination. If someone came up to me and said, "All is within," I would think they are crazy. Modern society teaches us that there is an outside world, what we see with our eyes, and an inside world, what we see inside. Think dreams, or daydreams, or visions. We are told these two worlds are separate. In fact, these two worlds are the same. Everything is within. Aloneness, fear, happiness, joy, sadness. And I'm going to give you a quick story to help this make sense. I went to an anime expo at the Gaylord Hotel in Colorado. This was the third year I went to this expo. The first 2 years, I felt weird and didn't want to be there. The third year, I decided to embrace the part of me that truly loves anime, business, selling, experiences, and people. The results I saw were unreal. I felt connected. I felt like I was in a community of truly loving people. People who loved the same thing. This feeling quickly faded as the evening progressed. I started to think I was alone. One of the loneliest numbers started to play in my head. This song brought No Face into my world, a spirit who stood outside the bathroom because he didn't believe he would be accepted. Shihiro accepted him. She opened the door to the bathhouse. No Face caused destruction because he adopted the greed and corruption of the workers. He gave insincere, unauthentic people what they wanted most. Gold. Shihiro didn't want what everyone else sought. She wanted No Face to be No Face. Not this conglomerate of other people's emotions, feelings, and attitudes. This single act of kindness let No Face see there are kind, sincere, authentic people who do want him around. Prior to this, he believed he wouldn't be accepted if he didn't have money to offer others. He didn't think he could be who he was because he had been rejected so many times before for not having greed and corruption in his heart. As the night progressed, No Face was invited to dance with others. Other spirits accepted him for him. They didn't push him away. They didn't make him feel excluded. They extended him a helping hand. No Face finally felt like he could be who he has always been. He felt accepted for the first time. So that's all I really wrote for this video. And it was a surreal experience because when I started to realize that everything is happening from me instead of to me, I started to look at the events that happened on this prior weekend. And I realized that everything that I was seeing, every experience that I was having was a direct reflection of myself. And it was a surreal experience that I believe everybody else can have. It's just very few people are willing to question their own beliefs and allow for themselves to see the world this way. Because it is a very different way of thinking. It's a way that I never really thought I would think. And there's going to be lots more videos where I talk about this in the future because I'm still wrapping my head around what is truly happening. I've seen it firsthand over and over and over again over the past 9 months. And that's when I was skeptical at first. It's just, after I've experienced everything firsthand, I can't be a skeptic any longer. I'm a believer in trying anything new when ideas. I'm a believer in trying any new idea when I'm not where I want to be. My goal is to help you see the same way. And that's why this other quote by Aldous Huxley also resonated with me quite a bit. The more powerful and original in mind, the more it will be inclined towards the religion of solitude. Lots of us are led to solidarity because we believe the world in a different manner from the masses. We may be too smart for our own good in some regards. This leads us to experience the world differently from those who don't have the same level of intellect. Explaining ideas, topics, or experiences becomes difficult as we start where we are, not where we began, making our ideas hard to understand for someone just starting out. For me, not understanding would lead for me to feeling dumb. If I felt dumb, I wouldn't want to be around that said person because they challenged my beliefs. I've always been the type of person that wants my beliefs to be challenged, that wants to try new things. That's why when I experienced the things that I did this past weekend, it was a surreal feeling. And I wanted to include this as well. I just didn't quite know how to write it out. There's a burlesque show at the end of the evening that we ended up going to, and there was multiple people on stage that were doing the dances, and one of the persons that came out was my given name. And at first I was like, I felt somewhat offended. I was like, okay, this isn't good. And then I changed my thinking. I was like, you know what? No, I brought this into my reality. I brought this to me so I could see it firsthand and realize that this was the universe, God, whatever you believe in, saying that I did good work today, because it was like, let's cheer on Caleb. Let's cheer him on. Let's make him feel accepted for his hard work that he put in today. So after I had that from the audience that was all around, I was like, wow, I did this today. I made this happen. So if I can make this happen, I can make everything else happen. And that's why being accepted by those is a really unique feeling, and finding your tribe, finding those people that will accept you for your outlandish ideas, views of the world, is something that I have finally come to realize. And it's something that I hope that you come to realize one day too, because it really is something that will help you step out of your shell and get around people who truly do support and believe in you.